as he makes his way to the lectern, is Gary Galo. Gary Galo is an audio engineer at the Crane School of Music at SUNY Potsdam, where he has also taught courses in music history and audio technology. Mr. Galo is a widely published author with over 260 articles and reviews to his credit on both musical and technical subjects in over a dozen publications. He has been the sound recording review editor of the ARSC Journal since 1995, was co-chair of the ARSC Technical Committee from 1996 through 2004, and is a frequent presenter at ARSC conferences. Mr. Galo is also a regular contributor to Audio Express magazine, a frequent book reviewer for Notes, quarterly journal of the Music Library Association, author of the loudspeaker entry in the Encyclopedia of Recorded Sound in the United States, first edition, and has also written for the newsletter of the Wilhelm Furtwängler Society of America. Forgive me, I'm not a... I knew Seth could come through with the correction there. Say that again. What he said. Society of a...
I sampled this at 96 kilohertz, 24 bits of resolution. The ringing is at about 44 kilohertz. This was done on a Tascam DVR-A 1000 HD digital recorder, which I use regularly, and that recorder contains state-of-the-art digital-to-analog and analog-to-digital converter chips made by the Burr Brown Division of Texas Instruments. So that's normal for digital audio, which may surprise some of you. Next, we'll look at two digital phono equalization plugins that are made by a company called Diamond Cut Productions, which produce DC6 and now DC7 audio restoration programs. On the left is the DC6 and DC7. They're identical, the paragraphic equalizer with their original RIAA filter. The tilt in the waveform is because that original RIAA filter had a roll-off that was recommended by the IEC back in the 1970s. It was designed to eliminate rumble below 20 hertz, but it also rolled off the bass. It affected the RIAA accuracy in the low end. That's why the tilt is there. On the right is the paragraphic equalizer in DC7 using their improved RIAA filter, which does not follow that IEC recommendation, and which I have never liked very much anyway. And you can see there's no tilt in the waveform, but there is some rounding in the leading edge. You will also see that there's still a fair amount of visible ringing left over. Again, the ringing caused by the anti-aliasing filters when that waveform was digitized in the first place. Now, according to Tracer Technologies, who is a distributor of this program, the DC6 and DC7 paragraphic equalizer does not provide correct RIAA phase response. It gets the frequency response right, but not the phase response. Nonetheless, that waveform on the right is not too bad, except for that ringing that's left over. Okay, on the next slide, we have digital RIAA equalization that is done by something new with DC7, something called their virtual phono preamp. And according to Tracer Technologies, they make a big deal about the fact that DC7 virtual phono preamp duplicates the phase characteristics of analog RC filters. And in fact, they told me specifically in an email that they use infinite impulse response filters to design this, to make it work just like an analog filter. And you'll see that it looks very, very good, and they've even eliminated much of the ringing that we saw on the leading edges of the previous their previous program, the paragraphic equalizer. It looks fairly good. On the right is a free digital RIAA equalization plugin. It's a VST plugin made by a company called Vacuum Sound. And although it measures good up to 20 kilohertz, you can see that the waveform doesn't look very good at all, and I would say that it looks to me like this, although this has the correct frequency response, it has other problems, phase response probably being one of them. Well, which of these digital equalization modules comes closest to an analog phono preamp? On the left is the DC-7 virtual phono preamp, and on the right is the square wave response of my own archival phono preamp. And you'll see that they are very, very close to one another. About the only difference between them is that there's still a little bit of ringing left over from the anti-aliasing filters on the digitized waveform with the digital EQ. Other than that, they're very, very, very close. I don't know if that means that DC-7 should be complimented or I should, but at any rate, the fact that they're very close is cause for encouragement, I would say. All right, I'm not going to read this whole thing here in the interest of time. However, this is a small list of which digital equalization modules provide correct phase response and which do not. Two I would draw your attention to are the DC-7 virtual phono preamp and a company called CubeTech that's exhibiting here. You should stop by their booth. They have a playback EQ restoration module that has predefined curves for disc and tape, and it will even convert NAB tapes to CCIR and vice versa. And yes, it duplicates the phase characteristics of analog filters. Works just like an analog filter. That's well worth looking at. Now, conclusions. Digital filters used for playback equalization of disc records must be of the infinite impulse response type, which emulate the phase characteristics of analog filters. The FIR linear phase digital filters cannot be used because they do not provide correct phase response. They're good for a lot of other things, but not for this particular application. This is a personal opinion. Some of you may be able to back me up or argue with me on this, but I suggest using digital playback equalization only if there is a compelling reason to do so. One example of that would be if the high-frequency roll-off that you apply in playback causes the clicks and crackles to be attenuated to the point where your noise reduction software doesn't work so well. Well, you may want to transfer the record flat in the treble and then apply the curve later. Otherwise, it's my belief that an analog playback circuit will work very, very well. I may get into trouble for saying this, but I believe it is a myth that digital playback equalization is audibly more accurate than analog equalization. It's possible, and I've done so myself, I've done a number of RIAA phono preamps that are accurate plus or minus 50 thousandths of a decibel from 20 hertz to 20 kilohertz. And with the math that Stanley Lipschitz gave us some 30 years ago, it's not that hard to do. And I think if you can get it plus or minus 50 thousandths of a dB, I have to ask myself, how accurate does it really need to be? And will a digital filter make it sound better? I really don't think so. That concludes my presentation, and I'll take questions if you have some. Mike.
The ultra-high-end people are very, very wary of having any tone controls at all in their circuitry, yet they obviously have to have playback, the inherent playback equalization, because they're always afraid of any phase distortion, which ruins the sound stage.
Yeah, and I completely agree with that, by the way.
Yeah, and so but the point is that what you're saying is the inherent equalization that's built into the making of the record, the any phase distortion that was inherent and put into it in making the record is undone,
is complemented by the playback curve.
So
exactly.
Yes. Are undone as well as the
and that's different than going through tone controls afterwards to roll off the treble, boost the bass to your own personal taste, because those will cause their own inherent phase shifts, which have nothing to do with the recording and playback curves.
Okay. That explains something I've always wondered.
Yes.
Have you conducted any listening tests on filters that are FIR versus IIR or repro EQ circuits that do properly replicate the phase and ones that don't, assuming they all have the same frequency response?
I have played with, well, a few years back I reviewed DC-6 and I didn't like the way the DC-6 paragraphic equalizer sounded. playing RIAA. I can tell you, based on some preliminary checks I've done with the DC-7 virtual phono preamp, that it sounds a lot better. Do I think it sounds better than my analog phono preamps? No. But it does seem to work well. Other questions? Yes, Steve. We're a ways from that. I have it built and it's working, and Mr. Winter likes the way it sounds, and as do I.
You almost went home without it.
Oh, no, I didn't almost go home without it. You tried to make me go home without it.
I know it was that good. I just wanted to say one thing. We brought up something in one of the other sessions about playing, you know, pre-RIA disc 78s, instantaneous lacquers with an RIA curve. What you had just shown concerning the different phase distortions at the lower end just proves the fact you do need an archival preamp to play anything that is pre-RIAA, because the phase distortion compensation is not the same on pre-RIAA discs as they are on the RIAA with that shelf.
That's true. You have to apply the correct playback curve.
And if anyone tells you, well, all the discs are the same in the sense that those curves are, they should be doing something else rather than trying to transfer something for you. So...
I want to
thank you for that. That was a major clarification for everybody.
Thank you. Steve, tell me when I'm done.
The question is, is there a difference here between mono and stereo?
A difference between mono and stereo?
In terms of how...
Makes no difference. A stereo RIAA or a mono RIAA record have the same recording characteristic, whether it's the same in each groove, it's the same information in each groove wall, or different information as it is in stereo.
But that is, I would suggest that it's important to balance the two channels so that they null out, possibly
can. Oh, in playing a mono record, you mean? Right. Yes, I agree. Yes, absolutely. But that's a whole other can of worms. I really think I'm probably out of time and should let the next presenter go on. So, thank you very much.